Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. I'm so excited to have you here. Get ready for some awesome takeaways. I have Miss Toy Johnson Vincent with us today. I'm so excited to have her here. So thank you so much for being a part of this, Coach Toya. So please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into this.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, and I know you go by Kat, so I'm trying to remember that because I'm so used to saying Coach Kat or Coach Kat. Okay, Kat, thank you so much. And I'm loving that you invited me to chat it up with you. And I first off want to say I was so excited to have you join me as well. So
thank you.
On my podcast show. So this is awesome. And you're doing a fantastic job. I've listened to your podcast before. So moving on about
me.
Yes, I've listened. Well, again, I'm Coach Toy, AKA No Sugarcoating Coach. That's right. It's only because I don't sugarcoat it. And if I do, believe you me, it is with all respect and diplomacy and all of that. Just like to get to the root of helping people really realistically about career development, career planning, primarily for mid-career individuals or group or organization that is really trying to build their team and they are mid-level employees and or senior level, including up to and including a CEO. So that's my focus in terms of career development and training, the training piece or speaking in general. I am a motivational speaker. I am also a certified life coach, which I have been doing that since 2018. I didn't realize I was already coaching all along, but now it made sense to really invite people to listen for real. And aside from that, corporate training and nonprofit training, as well as a podcast host, as I mentioned, my podcast show, Speak to Me First podcast show, where I talk about stories of resilience, including my own.
I absolutely love that. Girl, you are the full package.
Well, I like that.
So tell me now, what got you into coaching and career development and all the things? Because, you know, there's always that backstory of what kind of led you to pursuing that passion.
Yes, that's correct. There's always a backstory. And mine started as far back, and I won't go like 100 years, but I'll tell you, you know, it's so great. If I'm hopeful, if I'm 21 still, hey, I'm loving that too. But I got to tell you, I'm a native New Yorker, Brooklyn, for those of you who may be listening to this podcast, shout out to my Brooklyn and Queens, father's family in Queens, can't leave them out. But yeah, and you know, early on, I always wanted to study something in the form of communication, interviewing, wherever I could hold a microphone. And it started way back. And including in high schools, you know, singing in a local group and things like that. So I knew I was always wanted to be on someone's stage. I just didn't know fast forward years later, wow, I actually have my own platform to and being invited to other people's platform and exercise that communication. But in terms of the career development, my primary background is HR, human resources, talent acquisition, more focused in that area.
Okay.
But then, of course, my love for training and speaking, I was able to combine the two and then make whatever I have going on today. And that is being able to present in front of multiple audiences in different industries. It doesn't matter what the industry is. And career development just kind of came out of, I was interviewing thousands of people, and I do mean thousands because I'm talking 20 years, perhaps more, without aging myself. Just put it this way, I started when you could actually walk into a brick and mortar and with your resume in hand. So that we can do the math. And then I realized there were many people that were struggling throughout the interview process. And although I wanted to help them and really get to the root and everything, you know, it was a fast forward environment. You weren't really there for career development. You were there to match that talent to that particular job and move on as a recruiter. So I said, no, I got to do something different years later. I really want to help people because they were struggling. You wouldn't get the job just because you just couldn't interview. You didn't interview well. So that's what led me to believe. But I was always an advocate for trying to help someone anyway. I said, you know, well, maybe next time you might want to try this, not only tweak your resume, but, you know, get that elevator pitch or speech down pat, and then maybe you'll come back and they'll look at you in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny that you mentioned communication, because I do feel like that is a piece that we as a society have kind of lost, especially with the pandemic and all of the technology that tends to kind of butt into a lot of the things that we do. The communication has really kind of died off. And for a lot of people, especially your younger people that are trying to come up in the world, I do feel like that is a really big struggle point for them, is knowing how to communicate effectively and efficiently versus, you know, everything that's through text or through an email, where a lot of things can get lost. So let me ask you then, when you're dealing with people, especially on that communication side, what are some of the tips that you give them to kind of just elevate them a little bit more from where they're at?
Well, in terms of coaching, that sort of just spilled right over from interviewing someone for a job, or you know, becoming more employable, if you will, the job readiness programs that I not only facilitate, but at least have been invited to speak at. And the one major thing is that communication. There's something that is missing, it's lost. And as a prime example, if someone was to say to me, one of the clients in a particular program, and I'd have them stand up and we talk about it, and I do somewhat of a mock interview in terms of that style. And that is, I'm able to gauge where your communication or what your style is. Believe it or not, it's real simplistic. For some people, it doesn't come as easily or as easily to actually communicate what they want to convey from that resume, from the time they just give you a resume. And now it's like, well, it has to go to the manager, maybe their boss or what have you, and something is getting lost. So your resume says one thing, but when I listen to the client or potential client, you're saying something different. So if I need to coach you, I'm going to repeat back what you said to me, and now you hear how it sounds. And once someone hears that, then they're like, oh, okay, I didn't mean that, Coach Joy. That's not what I meant.
I love that. And that makes so much sense, because we do tend to get stuck in that one habitual state of just speaking it. And I do that with a lot, and I know you do this with a lot of your clients too, but having that conversation of asking them back what it is that they just said so that they can think about it before a second, because I think a lot of times it sounds better in our head than the words that actually flow out of our mouth.
It's funny you said that too, because like you said, it sounds better in your head. And I mean, even for us as a coach, I mean, you know, we may not always get it right. Maybe we've kind of, you know, you don't want to misjudge someone or what their intentions are, what they wanted to say. But I'm, as a coach, I'm here to just help you navigate, you know, through your career journey as well as your life skills journey. So if you're saying one thing, but you really mean another, that's where, for me, who not only studied speech communication, you know, from a collegiate standpoint, and I've just pretty much, when I'm meshing all that together, I'm saying, nope, this is what I hear. So if I'm hearing it that way, 9 times out of 10, the employer or whomever you're trying to say, listen, I haven't been promoted. I haven't been this. What's happening here? Maybe it's just not gelling with them. So I try to give you some tips on what other things could you say so that they get the message and it's positive in the end. The result is positive in the end.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Now, when you're dealing with your mid-level and your senior corporate clients, do you tend to work on with them or find that it's beneficial to work with them on them being able to ask questions and stay curious versus judgmental when they are speaking with a current employee or a potential employee or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is a good coach will definitely encourage you to do something better than whatever else you're doing, or to increase or enhance your level of comfortability while communicating, and also just connecting through networking and different things. So because perhaps you're just someone, you're sort of quietly at this point, you're networking without the employer having any clue of what you're doing outside. And you're trying to talk to someone about, hey, you know, this is what my background is. And I'm trying to basically say to them, well, in this situation, it may look different than when you're trying to, you know, communicate with your actual employer about, well, I haven't been promoted. I've been here for, I don't know, umpteen years, and people just keep coming in. And it's like a revolving door. And now I'm training everybody. But look at me, look at me. That's really what you really want to convey. Will you please consider me for the next role? And I think sometimes, depending on in mid-level and senior level, honestly, for me, a huge difference is that when you're senior level and you're working your way through that journey, a lot of times you already said, no, I got this. I know this. I don't need to know anything else. Yeah. They know me. So when I go up for the job or the opening, I'll be all set. All I need you to do, Coach Toy, is tell me, is there anything else that I can do while I'm on my journey? So depending on the needs of a potential client or a client, if you will, and everybody to me is a client, paid or unpaid, you're a client. If you're talking to me, you know, and I just met you, you're like a client because I don't differentiate. But yeah, I definitely like to encourage someone to understand there are different ways that we communicate with one another, and you need to know your audience. Just as I am a speaker at heart and in every way, that's my first love. Speaker is my first love. I need to know my audience, and so does that client or potential client.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting that you said that, you know, you said, especially with your senior levels, that they kind of get in that mindset of I've got it all figured out. And I see that happening with entrepreneurs and in other people's businesses as well, where we kind of hit that rock of like, oh, I've been through all the things, like, oh, I've seen what you have. And I think people do forget that there's still a different perspective out there that could give you just a little nugget of something that maybe you were missing through the whole piece. Do you see that as well?
Yes, because, you know, that's what coaches and mentors are for. You know, just when you think you know you have it all, I mean, no matter where you are in your journey, your career, and or your life skills journey, you know, learning is a process, and it's a continuing process. And I think that's why I love the coaching. And I use the word love because I embrace it as just something that's attached to me, to the heart. And again, after talking to several friends and family members who never listened to me anyway, I think I have something here. I just don't think that they get it. But ironically, you know, one particular friend included would have called me in several times and say, you know, you said this to me like 2 or 3 years ago. And look at me now in my career. You know what? You were right.
Aww.
You're right. And the best thing someone can say is they were listening. Mm-hmm. So yes, they were listening. So again, back to that senior level. Again, most people believe that they have it all, but you got to give some kind of nugget, trust and believe, even as us as a professional, whether you're a speaker or coach or whatever, we can always learn at least one more thing.
Yeah, definitely. And I do think that being a continuous student or forever student really does help open up the mindset to the opportunities that could be directly in front of you that you could be potentially missing because you think you've already been through it. You think you've already got it figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you think, just this is what I think. Whenever I think, and I use myself as an example, because I believe in when you're trying to communicate with someone, whether you're coaching or presenting to an audience, I use myself as an example. I will always bring up, I'll find mm-hmm. one or two examples. This is where I was. I remember being laid off. I remember not being told. I remember going and being shocked. You know, fired, furloughed, laid off. At the end result, you're not there. So I understand that when I'm using myself as an example, I say, you know what? I should have listened perhaps to someone who said something on the lines of, you know, this could actually happen to you. Mm-hmm. Are you prepared? So that's why my career development and career planning talks or speeches, et cetera, and training is, I'm so passionate about it. And no matter what level you are, because we know what's going on right now, you know, people yeah. can get laid off at any particular time and it's no fault of their own. You know, mm-hmm. companies just may decide to fold or downsize. So it's really important.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you talk about, you know, using yourself as an example. I think that's a really powerful tool for a lot of people, especially in the entrepreneurial and the coaching world, because you're not only conveying something that someone can hear and it's real to them, but there's also a piece of relatability. And when people are able to relate, it kind of brings you off of that pedestal that I feel like a lot of people tend to put coaches or senior levels or your CEOs, right? That there's this separation or this gap where people forget that they're just people until we start bringing forth our own issues and our own problems and things that we have been through to kind of bring us back down to them.
Yes, absolutely. Relatability is key. And it was amazing because, you know, there was a commercial, which I won't say the name of the product, but it was a soda, if you will, a pop, depending on what part of the globe you are. And they came something about ability, you know, they kind of attached their name to ability. And that's the key, your ability to change, whether it's change your behavior about a situation, you know, how does that happen? Well, you're relatable to me. I want to make sure I tell my story so that you understand. No, I understand how it feels, I should say, to mm-hmm. be laid off. I understand the financial ramifications to lose your job unknowingly that it's going to happen to you. Like, you know, you just headed out to work back a lot of times. Yeah. We were actually going into the office, but even now, you know, and so, hey, you can get laid off on Zoom these days, right? Apparently.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you handle that? I guess you just shut down your computer. I don't know. But yeah, so there's just kind of things where I use my own self as an example of what I've been through on the career development side, but and mm-hmm. spilling over, I also utilize my relatability in terms of my personal side, which is the life skills.
Yeah, definitely. And how do you feel like that all kind of correlates with your life coaching?
Well, and the thing about it, with the correlation right there, and I love to say it's like they're conjoined, it's always at the hip or something, because, you know, we're human, so you feel something. Someone gets laid off, they lose their job, they've been working there for I don't know how many years, and some people, I'll tell you right now, in my case, I walked into a job, wonderful financial institution that has changed names about at least four or five times in the past 15, 20 years. But and it's kind of weird because now I say, wait a minute, I think I used to work for that one. No, they changed the name. Who did you work for again? Depending on what the exact term date that was. But the reality is, you know, when I think about that, I said, well, that's why I wanted to get into, you know, coaching even more specific, because as a life coach, And it just so happens that my background was HR. So I, you know, really have a lot of empathy for people who have gone through challenges, if you will, on their jobs, while on the job, and all of that. And then what led up to and including the layoff itself, you no longer have a job. And that's where career transition and all of those things. And I had to reinvent myself as well several times. Not only being laid off, but, you know, due to mergers, acquisitions, then the company says, oh, you know what? And then I said, guess what? Now I'm going to become a contractor. So I let people know that, and that's what I am today. It doesn't mean I'll never pick up an HR project. As a matter of fact, any listener out there, yes, I am available for your HR project. But in terms of the life coaching, well, what happens when you get laid off? Now you kind of, it becomes more emotional, right? You have a different sort of thing going on, and you have to deal with that. And for me, you know, I always say trust and believe. I have several stories of resilience or bouncing back through life, my own life skills journey. So, and so can they. So can they.
Yeah, I love that. And how do you feel like you're able to help those people that are going through that specific type of transition where you almost have like a piece of defeat, you know, from it, even though we say and we know it's not our fault or it's not your fault that it happened? How do you feel like you correlate with your clients to help them through understanding how to get past that defeat to get back on your feet?
Well, in a couple of ways. And one, the most important thing is to first say to them, you know what, this is one day in your life that has changed. And if you, again, they say, you know, joy comes in the morning, and it will the next morning. You will wake up and you will start to say, wow, yesterday when I learned of this, you know how something just happens? You're like, oh, maybe somebody just dented your car. You don't know. You just had a really brief fender bender. You're like, I was having a good day until, how did this happen? And then it seems somewhat dramatic, but not really. You just reacted. So what I would always say is just be mindful of how you react to certain things that were beyond your control, right? But in the same token, I do that with a spin and I'll say, now this is why career planning can help as you move forward. Because most often, 9 times out of 10, you had no plan. You know, people are sitting in those jobs right now, including, you know, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, we're still in a pandemic on some sorts globally. And then it's like, what do I do? What do I do? Oh, you used to have that job. Now they say, nope, there's no more job. So again, but throughout that time, what have you been doing? Have you been doing more career planning? Have you been looking at your transferable skills? I always encourage them to say, wait a minute, you know, we're not going to cry about it over spilled milk or anything like that. We're just going to do something. And you have the power to empower yourself to actually change the course of what happens next, meaning dig into those transferable skills. If you were an administrator and you handled a lot of things in the office and people just couldn't live without you, put it this way, if you're that person sitting out there listening to this podcast right now and you have done everything, you know, supported executives, etc., and now there is a layoff, and guess what? They have to lay you off too. But you've been reporting into CEOs, CFOs, and the like, or senior level management. And guess what? You have the skills, but you probably feel defeated because just one company has said, I'm sorry, you'll have to go. but that's not the end. That's all. I just want people to understand that's not the end. That's one day. Do what you need to do. Deal with the emotion. Do not dismiss the emotion. And then come back, circle back, get on the horn the next day or within the next couple of days, get yourself a coach and a mentor if you need to help you through something like this.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely think that one is extremely important, is a lot of people do misunderstand when we say don't be reactive, and instead of learning to handle the emotion, letting it come through, understanding why, and then letting it go, we do tend to dismiss it, and dismissing it actually allows it to stay and linger for a lot longer than what you think, and then it comes back up at the worst moment, I feel like.
You're right. You're right. It's kind of, you know, we can't, just in life in general, as a life coach and just being a human being without any titles, it's how we react. They say it's kind of like 90% of it is how you react. That's the 1% of just something else. So, and every day, something will spark that emotion for you to just almost go off the rails. You're like, oh my God, like I had this email in the perfect example. I had an email this morning, nothing to do with what I do from a entrepreneurial, or I call myself, first of all, I consider myself to be a seasoned professional, right? But I'm saying that I see emails all of the time. This one particular email, like, no, this can't be happening. They must have, there's got to be some miscommunication here. Nothing for me to do except respond to the email. So yeah, I was kind of like, not again, not this. And it's, and that's from somebody else's business. But I'm saying, if I would let that just continue to fester and whatever, you know, no, I'm on here with Chat with Kat on the podcast show. So my behavior is going to be like, yeah, that's behind me. I can deal with that later. And sometimes we can't dismiss it totally. You have to address whatever is going on, but you don't, it's the way you actually handle the emotional side to it, because that can eat you up. You know, let's not minimize this. If someone tells you you're losing your job, if they gave you notice, that's fantastic. But most states are considered to be at-will states. Yeah. They do not have to give you any notice, really. They don't even have to tell you why you're being laid off.
Yeah.
Think
Which
about
is crazy.
That. So protect yourself. Career planning is essential.
So what would you consider your definition of career planning then? Because to me, that's still a newer term, and I understand it a little bit coming from the corporate world, but for those that, you know, that's a little confusing, can you give us a little bit of information about what career planning kind of means?
Yeah, it's kind of, you can go back to, and not everybody went the collegiate route necessarily. Sometimes, you know, people did something else other than the corporate world. So it can apply all the way. Now, maybe you learned a trade and that's what you're doing. But then people get to know you because that perhaps they're coming into a shop or your brick and mortar, or even now most of us are doing business online. And they get to know you by word of mouth and referral. And so, you know, that's the way to step up your game, maybe perhaps do social media and let them know that you are looking either to do something else, or you want them to know you're available, but you also want them to know, keep me in mind because I'm ready for a particular project, or I may be stepping out from what I'm doing currently and to enhance my career goals, or I want to achieve a particular goal. So career planning really is all about goals, how you're going to achieve those career goals. It may start from your collegiate as well, you know, okay, great. I have a fancy degree in speech communication, but for several years, I didn't do what I wanted to do. My intention was to be a radio host. Someone said, hey, you should be doing TV. And I was like, no, I think I'm gonna, you know, started out as a journalism major. But I said, no, my writing wasn't to par, in my opinion. What do I do now? I write content for myself to present to the world. It's all over, right? Social media is the world, global.
Yeah.
So again, you have to really pick and really concentrate on those transferable skills, letting people know. Definitely networking is the key. That's part of career planning, but you need to get it down on paper. It can't be all up here. You have to design it as though it were a resume. And I'll tell you this, until you realize you are a walking resume. So that elevated pitch and speech and all of that, but you want to get it down on paper so that if you need to share it as a document, with someone, you know, maybe we just met. I mean, I don't know you from, you know, the can of paint, and I don't know what you do, but now you just told me. I'm like, well, do you have a resume? Do you have a bio? Do you have something? And so part of that is career planning, just get it down. And also, of course, when you're talking to a coach or mentor, you need to talk to people who knows you and know your strengths. So that's really all about career planning. Then you mesh it all together and you're ready for that next project. You're ready for if they say, we're going to shut the doors down today, where do you go? You go to whatever, look at that paper.
Yeah.
You know, and philosophically as well, look at the paper. This is what you had. It went from your head to that paper. And now I want to execute that plan. This is the time. It's like a backup plan. That's what we all need.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So you're kind of suggesting that we kind of keep a running tally of our accomplishments and the things that we've done in business, whether you're in the corporate world or, to be honest, even as an entrepreneur, you should have that written down as well. So that if it does come to a point where you need to present that, you can be like, oh yeah, I did do this. Oh yeah, I did do this. Okay, that makes total sense. I completely understand that.
Yeah. And you know what's the worst thing? People will minimize their skill and their skill set all day long. No, you won't even, many people will not even, this may have happened to you or myself. I know it happened to me over the time of presenting resumes. And it's, oh no, I won't apply for that because I don't have this, I don't have that. Have you ever really looked at a job description? 90% of it, it's just a lot of fluff. It's only about that 10%.
Yes.
That they really want. Now, some jobs do need to have a particular degree or a certification and what have you.
Yep.
Obviously, medical industries, you know, all of that, finance and things like that, because you're handling or money or wherever, those kind of things. But essentially, what are your other skills? And that's what I mean. So several people have come to me and say, listen, I would never have applied for that job had I not spoken to you. I just wouldn't. Yeah, so this is the things that it's right under your nose, but you just don't think about it. Mm-hmm. That's where coaches and mentors come in, where you're having conversations, mentors to keep you on track, hold yourself accountable for things. And that kind of works when you have a goal. We all have goals, I hope. Most of us do have goals. Some of us achieve them. Some of us exceed the goal. Whenever I exceed a goal, I'm real happy. If I meet a goal, I'm happy. When I exceed it, I'm happy. You know? you know, that's what it is. But don't beat yourself up about it if things don't go, if they go awry and, you know, people get laid off every day. In all seriousness, it's not a game. It's someone's life. They just lost their income or minimized. So, but I always advocate for some sort of planning, just like you have to plan for a rainy day financially. That's part of your finances.
That makes total sense. I absolutely love that. And I love, thank you so much for that insight, because I don't think that, you know, a lot of people do think of that. And like you said, we tend to kind of just do things and we don't really see it as a skill because it's just something we've always done. When in reality, it could be a skill set that somebody is looking for, a skill set that you could announce to people when you're looking to find clients. And I really do think that kind of having that running tally and understanding even specific scenarios that you can account back to just to kind of help keep you refreshed so that you realize that it's not just something you, oh, it's just something I've always done. It really is a skill set that you can take and grow if you choose to.
Yeah, absolutely. Take that skill set and run with it. and I tell people, excuse me, because again, using myself as an example, I tell everyone, I say, you know something, the worst thing that I could have done over the course of my career, especially in my early 20s, was to be one dimensional. HR, I got this. I don't need anything else. I'm good. Not interested in that. I'm good. I'm just going to do talent acquisition and I'll stay right in this box because I know I'm good at it.
Yeah.
But what made me realize even better, wait a minute, I took my communication skills and form it more into training. And I started just volunteering, and I did. at local organizations when I was in Boston, which is where I went to Northeastern University. Shout out to Go
Okay.
Huskies up there. But I'm a native New Yorker, but I went to school there. And, I just started doing that. Nobody was going to give me a dime. I just said, hey, I'll volunteer. I remember walking into, again, brick and mortar and saying, this is what I do with my, my little briefcase or whatever. I'm toy, da, 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 da. And I just said, hey, do you need somebody that can come in and talk with your clients about, interviewing and things like that? That's how it all started, for me. And now you can build on that if you decide that you want to create a business or you want to create a road to entrepreneurship, or you just love to do what you do. If someone pays you, fine. If not, you're fine because you're just doing it because you just something you just love to do and you're good at it. So mesh your skills.
I absolutely
oh my God. Hashtag mesh your skills.
Oh, I like it. Oh, I love all this information, Toya. This has been fantastic. So one thing I always ask before we kind of wrap things up is, do you have a quote or a piece of positivity you could share with the audience? I mean, you've given so many great nuggets, but.
Well, the way I think, and we all think different and we all learn different. And for me, because I've always had learning challenges. And I really thrive on helping people who have made it through that workforce with learning challenges. And so I say, look at me, I'm a prime example, but I did it. And I did it my way and I got it done. And I want to say to you, when you wake up in the morning, you make the decision to empower you, capital YOU. No one else, nothing else, but capital YOU. Just like I said, yesterday is behind you. Today, you have another day to plan and to get it right for better results. That's it.
I absolutely
and that's from
love
the
that.
No Sugar Coating Coach.
I think it's fantastic. I love it. So Coach Toy, tell us then, where can everybody find you, follow you, and how can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm on most social media platforms. I say most because I'm not on TikTok. And I keep hearing something about maybe we're not going to have TikTok. I don't know. But anyway, maybe I'll get on it if they're going to like release it and let it go. So it'll stay out in the world like another 100 years. But for the most part, if you want, or especially if you're interested in inviting me to speak, inspire, motivate, and empower. You can reach me via LinkedIn, the professional website where everybody uploads their resume and events and everything. LinkedIn especially. And again, it's Toy Johnson, hyphenated Vincent. You can pull me up on Google. You'll find me with some images out there. I'm also, I have a Facebook page and profile as well. Again, just pull me up, Toy Johnson Vincent. It's not Toya. It's not Vincent Johnson, it's Johnson hyphenated Vincent. Also have a YouTube channel. Again, go and pull me up there. Tons of videos, more than 50 anyway, regarding career development on YouTube. So and I just recently did a live as well. And last but not least, Twitter, it's still out there. I still post almost every other day, but LinkedIn is a great way. And I wanna give you my actual website, which is TJV, empowers you, the letter you.com. I'm going to say it again for those of you in the back. TJV, empowers you, the letter you.com. I always make sure I say it's the letter you, not YOU.com. Yeah. Check me out. Check out my bio. And hey, I'm available. So.
I absolutely love that. And we'll make sure we have all that in the show notes. And don't forget to check out her awesome podcast.
Yes. That's right. Yes. What would I do without a fellow podcaster reminding me you have a podcast? I just love being a guest on someone else's podcast. But yes, of course, please like, share, and subscribe. My podcast show is entitled Speak, to me first podcast show. Speak to me first podcast show on Anchor FM, Spotify, and anywhere else that you listen to your podcast. Please go back, check out the most recent episodes. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe on all of my platforms. I look forward to hearing from all of the listeners from your podcast show.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being a guest. I had a blast chatting with you. I got so many takeaways. I got a list full down here. So I hope you guys all got some as well. And until next time, don't forget, do one thing positive for somebody else each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. Until next time, have a fantastic day.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.